USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken testified before the House on Monday. Today, the Senate got their turn as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee had a hearing with Blinken to discuss the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Ranking member and Idaho Republican Senator James Reich disputes the Biden administration's claim that there was no plan to withdraw troops from Afghanistan under former President Donald Trump's agreement with the Taliban.
In February 2020, agreement was contingent upon the Taliban reducing violence, meeting counterterrorism commitments, and engaging in substantive talks with the Afghan government.
Senate Democrats unveiling a new voting rights bill. The measure aims to appeal to progressive and centrist factions of the party while settling nationwide election standards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The National Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening flash flooding across the deep south as Tropical Storm Nicholas moves across the region. 5 to 10 inches of rain predicted for parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida through Thursday. An announcement is made regarding humanitarian aid being sent to Afghanistan.
The U.S. announced Monday that it will send about $64 million in humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The State Department says it will come from the U.S. Agency for International Development and will be distributed by the UN and independent aid groups. The announcement comes a day after the United Nations issued an emergency call for aid from the international community to stop famine and a public health crisis in Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Census Bureau reporting the real median income last year was just over $67,500. That's almost a 3% drop from 2019 when the average was almost $70,000. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is holding his weekly Republican Senate leadership press conference. The Kentucky Republican says Republicans are not in favor of raising the debt ceiling.
Republicans are united in opposition to raising the debt ceiling, not because it doesn't need to be done.
Democrats saying they will not raise the debt limit in the $3.5 trillion budget resolution. The new inflation numbers are released on Tuesday.
The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is the price of consumer goods and services purchased by households, measured over time. The August report released moments ago indicated inflation continues as the cost of living in America digs deeper into your money. The Labor Department report shows the CPI rose 0.1% for the month and 4% for the year. That means the 5.3% annual increase still keeps inflation at its worst numbers in 13 years. Today's numbers were lower than expected by experts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Apple is announcing its new iPhone models. The company is saying iPhone 13 has a bigger battery and brighter screen and comes in two sizes, 5.4 and 6.1 inches. The iPhone 13 mini starting at $699 and the regular phone starting at $799. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.